There we go.
There we go. All right. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the, thank you. Welcome to the Wednesday, May 15th meeting of the City of Wilmer Planning Commission. First item, consideration of the minutes of the May 1st, 2019 meeting. Is there a motion to file the minutes?
So moved.
Thank you. And a second?
Second.
Any discussion, any clarifications, corrections necessary? Hearing none, then all those in favor of filing the minutes signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. We're going to have introductions at this point in time. Sarah, would you introduce Mr. Ramstad to us?
Yeah, absolutely. And then we can go around the table and introduce ourselves. But tonight, joining us for the first time, we have Dr. David Ramstad. He is the new Planning and Development Director. So he will be joining us occasionally, as Bruce did, for meetings, and wanted to come and sit in on for his first time. He's been here for about a month. I'll let you, you can speak for yourself. But
yep, I enjoyed my, it's my fifth week, and I was with HUD for about a little over 11 years before I joined the city. And prior to that, I was a department head with the City of Valley City in North Dakota. And very similar to this department, except we also had the tax assessor. So we had three black hats. It was a great learning experience. We developed a building department from scratch, redid the entire valuation system, reassessed the entire town, computerized. So I got a real grassroots experience up there. And then prior to that, I was in New York City for about 10 years as a practicing architect. And my wife and I moved back to the cities probably about when my son was in the late 90s. And he is actually back where he was born in New York, going to Columbia University for his for a master's in nonprofit management. And my daughter graduated, I have a daughter, Lydia, and she graduates this this spring, and she's going to go to Harvard next fall. So we're very proud of our kids and the achievements they've made. Just in the short time I've been here, it's been a whirlwind meeting everybody and trying to piece together all the different processes and forms and standards that we follow, and it gets confusing. So hopefully you'll give me some slack on that if I misstate something. My hope, my tent actually, is while I'm commuting from Delano, I'm living in Delano currently, is since I have a airport commission meeting on once a month, I was hoping that I could do the pair, since that's at like 5 and this is at 7. So for the next year, I'd probably come to your meetings once a month.
Okay.
If that's okay. Unless there's something, some burning thing that I need to be here for.
Sure.
Otherwise, I look forward to working for you and helping you achieve the things you want to achieve. And Sarah and I have already discussed a number of things, and we have a number of ideas on how to develop some data and help that inform the revision of the comprehensive plan. So hopefully we can try to get some of that stuff built into our budget that's coming up here.
Very cool. So thank you and welcome. And let's go around the table and introduce ourselves. And again, and then just a little bit about yourself, what your background is, what you bring to the commission. Steve Gardner and former city councilman.
Rolf Stanfus, and I've lived in Wilmer since 1971, so I've seen a lot of changes. So it's hopefully I'm...
How long were you a council member?
He was.
Oh, you were a former council
member. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Four years.
Four years, okay.
Long story. But the moral, the moral of the story is, now I understand why no council members willingly try to understand land use issues.
Hey, Jeffrey.
Oh, you're done.
I'm done.
That was short.
Well, what else am I going to say?
All your whole life experiences?
Well, I'm retired from Farm Credit Services, so.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, 25 years, so.
Okay. My name's Jeff Kimpling, born and raised in this wonderful city. I worked with the municipal utilities. I was there for 41 years and worked with the electric department, and I had a whole ton of work with Bruce Peterson before you and Megan. That was here before Sarah. And we worked very closely on all new building projects and that. So the happiest thing I didn't ever have to want to do when I retired was anything with easements. So I come here and have to, but at least I understand. And then I know what that is. So that's good enough.
Awesome. Nice to meet you.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm Jerry. Goodbye. Is it?
I'm Jerry Kiergaard, and I was the superintendent of schools here in Wilmer for 8 years. And I looked for a little bit to do, and the mayor said, "Well, why don't you apply for this to be on this committee?" And so I've been doing that for 2 years.
Wow, that's some high-powered people so far. All right.
Well, we have low-powered memories.
We're all retired.
Speak for yourself,
you. We don't get paid either.
No, we don't get paid either.
I'm Christina Nelson, and I have a degree in electrical engineering, and I've worked a lot in web development, so I'm familiar with a lot of types of systems and critical thinking and problem-solving, and a bit of a local community organizer as a volunteer basis, anyway.
Wow, electrical engineering, you said?
Electrical, yeah.
Wow, so like 2 years of calculus, that kind of thing?
Well, I tested out of Calc 1 and 2
really?
In the freshman year, but yes.
Wow, awesome.
Calc 3.
Intense.
Yep, fun stuff.
Uh-huh.
I am Terry Seek. I do environmental consulting for a job. I've been doing that for 19 years now, but born and raised in Wilmer as well.
Wow, so, all right.
Is that it?
That's it for me.
Cleet Frank. I grew up south of Wilmer in the Olivia Morton area.
Uh-oh.
And somehow I made my way to Wilmer via my first profession as an engineer and as a licensing engineer and inspector in a nuclear field.
Really?
For the Cleveland Electric Illuminating Company for 10 years while I worked my way through law school. And I've been in Wilmer for going on 28, 29 years as an attorney here downtown.
So you went to law school after you were practicing in a different field for a while.
Yeah. Oh. Wow, same time.
Wow, cool. Yeah.
It's such a unique group because everybody has something that they bring to the table when we're having these discussions, and it's the even though we tend to have a little fun, it is still the highest functioning organization that I've ever been involved with. So,
yeah, thanks for doing the introduction. I appreciate that. It's an amazing group of decades and decades of experience. Probably like maybe 250 years combined. Something
like that. So, John Marchand is not here tonight. We're just short one, and then we have an open position on the Planning Commission as of right now, and still trying to see if somebody will take that over. Of course, it's hard to recruit when summer's coming up. So
sure.
So we'll see how that goes. All right, well, again, welcome, and thank you. Let's move on to item number 3. This is a public hearing, yes?
Yeah.
Public hearing for the general business text amendment. Sarah, will you refresh us on this?
Yep, absolutely. So before us at this public hearing tonight, we have a request to amend the zoning ordinance to include tattoo parlors as an allowable permitted outright use in the general business district. We first started discussing this when there was a specific business that's interested in a Highway 12 location that's in a general business district, and they came to staff for zoning approvals for their state license, and we realized that there was this discrepancy in the ordinance. All of our discussions at Planning Commission before this have been favorable. We've talked about the use being very similar to like a hair salon or something like that that's permitted outright in a general business zone currently. And the tattoo parlor use is currently allowed in the central business district and shopping center. And so as we see these commercial zones kind of evolve over time, historically they were only allowed in the central business district, and there was kind of trying to tailor what that central business district looked like. But as we've expanded into some of these other uses, allowing some of those smaller businesses to occur and happen in that general business zone would be certainly allowable within the context of a zone now. With that, I will turn it back to you.
Okay, thank you. So, for the record, there is no one from the public to speak for or against the text amendment at this time. Therefore, I will close the public hearing and bring the matter before the commission. So our discussion at the meeting last week was essentially that in the interest of expediency for the applicant, we would handle this item tonight and then continue our discussion on some of the other uses that are not currently permitted, similar situations.
Yep, exactly. There's about six, seven uses, in addition to this use that has a very similar situation where it's allowed in the central business district and shopping center currently and not a general business district. But we will discuss that next in more detail.
Okay. Commissioners, have any questions or comments?
Sarah, is there any specific language to this amendment?
That's page 3.
The text amendment literally adds tattoo parlors.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yes.
And that's really all it takes. This would go then to the city council, yes? And they have to...
They will
approve
have,
of it as well?
Yep.
And they have to have a public hearing.
Exactly. They'll have an introduction and a public hearing at council as well.
Okay. All right. What would the commissioners wish to do?
I'm going to ask my normal question. Is there any reason for us to turn it down or to not vote on?
I don't see anything from a staff standpoint, no.
His other location on First Street, that's in the same district, right?
Yes, it is.
So,
and I'm not sure what the history is about that. My only thought is that it is really close to the shopping center district, so I don't know if there was some...
Yeah. So it would basically be make that one legal and legal for his new one.
Yes.
Also at the same time.
Correct.
So we need a motion to approve
this?
Oh, yes, please. Oh, okay. I'll make the motion to approve this text amendment and present it to the city council.
Thank you. Second?
I'll second it.
Jerry, thank you. Any further discussion? Comments? All right, and this is a this is a roll call, yes?
Voice vote.
I don't remember.
Voice vote.
Voice vote. All right, very good. All those in favor of the motion to approve the text amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
No, we don't have to get a tattoo, do we?
Don't.
We don't have to go get a tattoo, do we?
No. Oh, but if you want to go get matching ones, you can.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah.
He and I.
All of you.
Special Planning Commission tattoos. That
there you go.
Save this for off the record.
Yes, please.
There may be more funny comments.
Yeah. We'll discuss designs then.
Because we may be having too much fun. Item number four. Zoning ordinance discussion. Sarah?
Yes. So last week when we were discussing the tattoo parlor, we talked about these discrepancies in the current ordinance where there's uses that are allowed in the central business district and the shopping center district, but not allowed in the general business district. Small things, you know, like a tattoo parlor and other such uses. But with that discussion, we then thought the Planning Commission had talked about wanting to look at the zoning ordinance as a whole. And then from my standpoint too, then that kind of brings in the discussion about looking at the comprehensive plan. There's no state statute that we have to have a comp plan, but it is best practice, especially for a city of our size. And the Met Council requires metropolitan cities, so not us, but their standard is every 10 years. And so it's been about that, it's been that 10-year mark. And so you kind of look at almost like a 5-year implementation plan. So you want it to be a living, breathing document that we can actually make some progress on here as we're talking about what we want to be moving forward with and how we keep thinking about the city evolving. And so those two documents kind of go, they do go side and side. They, there's some synergies between the two, and you want the comp plan to really reflect how the zoning ordinance is written and how we're looking at that on that specific level there. With that being said, I might actually pass it off to Dave, not to put you on the spot this time around, but just your thoughts and where you're at with it.
She handed it
all. I know Sarah has already done some revisions on the zoning ordinance. And I think we could probably proceed with that, although we're probably going to end up having to come back again, but to get that passed just, done on a very old
this is all general business.
Yeah.
However, with the comprehensive plan, I'd like to just put that off just for a little longer. What we'd really like to do is go after some data sets with demographics, you know, school attendance, racial demographics, crime demographics, all sorts of math layers that we can take these data sets and turn them into mapping and narratives, and then that in turn will inform you know, findings and conclusions, and those can be translated right into the comprehensive plan. And lead to policy and proposals to the commission and the commission. And so I'd like to have the data and the context of our city inform the comprehensive plan. Right, the current one, I don't really know where the basis for it was. And it didn't conclude with a set of priorities and timeline and sort of an operating procedure for how to attain those goals. So that's another thing that needs to be included at the end of it. So right now, we're budget coming up pretty soon. And so I'm going to see if there's some way we can get some funding to maybe work to extend Sarah's capabilities through mid-Minnesota and have them help work with GIS and start collecting. A lot of this data can come from census, some can come from the county assessor's office. A variety of places already have the data. There will be some instances where we're going to have to be creative to try to bring these things together. We have about 25, 30 layers that we'd like to create. We had a meeting with them, and they got very excited. They thought that was great. And so I want this thing to define itself. I don't want to come from on high and say what this thing is supposed to be. I want this data to inform what the comprehensive plan ought to be, and then come to you with this, with these, this draft, and where it's heading, and get some feedback, and get some inclusiveness, and you know, get a chance to review it, and edit it, and get, you know, create some synergy with this thing. But that's sort of where I'm heading with it. But as far as the ordinance and the map goes, I know the zoning map had a an edit done to it already, I think. But the zoning ordinance is desperately in need of having somebody go through the whole thing and just bring it up a level. And that's a valuable process anyway. So probably simultaneously while we're trying to get our shtick together on this data mining, project. Anyway, we also do a pass at the zoning ordinance just to bring it up a little. Any thoughts?
Dave, what type of time frame do you foresee for kind of putting all of that together, considering, I'm sure the process also includes trying to get as much public input as you can on
Absolutely.
The comp plan, because yeah. that's when people should be involved in it, and they usually aren't. They're usually only involved if something happens and they don't like it later on.
You're absolutely right. That's actually a big part of it. Having a number of public meetings, breaking this down into digestible information that people can understand visually pretty quickly, not having to read, you know, volumes and volumes. I see the data mining and getting up to sort of an informational level probably 12 months. And then probably the development of the comprehensive plan and actually coming up with proposals that you actually adopt or to go to the council, probably another 12 months.
Okay.
So, but I see a big block of information and visualization happening at the 12 month mark.
Mm-hmm.
So we all kind of can see what this stuff is telling us and start coalescing it into some meaningful mm-hmm. narrative about where we'd like to see the city head and improve areas and strengthen areas and diversify areas, you know, whatever the case is.
Sure.
So in taking 12 months, I assume you're going to be looking at the 2020 census.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Yes, yeah, so we want to take advantage of the new data that's going to be coming out. So we want to exploit that data.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It'll be a couple years. So.
Before that's available? Yeah. But that stuff's all downloadable. That's really easy to get. So we can take our current census data, and we can actually download it into GIS and come up with some pretty quick mapping with a GIS expert.
Mm-hmm.
And Sarah has an expertise at it too. So between her and a more full-time person that's doing it, we should be able to generate some easy stuff, and then we can just replace it pretty quickly when the 2020 census data comes available. So I'm really interested in a lot of the how many some of the intricate things, like how many children are being open enrolled outside of the city of Wilmer. What are some of the demographic things across town? How much of the housing is rental versus home ownership, and where does that kind of happen on a blue and red, maybe scatter mm-hmm. scatter map, so you can kind of see where the clusters are and where it's very diverse. Those are the kinds of things that are really going to help us visualize what's going on here and how we might strengthen, mitigate things. So,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, it's going to be very fluid. Then after that, you kind of just keep data mining. You keep bringing stuff up, and it goes through the same process, and we revise the document, the comprehensive plan, as needed. You know, Sarah might bring something and say, I'd like to revise the comprehensive plan based on some new information, and discuss it, vote on it. It becomes a living document, as Sarah mentioned, instead of this paperweight on the bookshelf. And we'll hopefully have a process for trying to attain the goals that we've set out for ourselves, and mm-hmm. the timeline. And then it becomes a real project. Anyway, that's kind of the.
Well, I know at least one person that could probably answer the question about education that you just posed. And I know that there was a housing study. I don't know how old that is by now. Is it 18 months, I suppose?
Yeah, there was one completed for 15th Street Flats, and I'm not sure if Herzog.
I'm thinking of the one that came out of Vision 2040.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, I know we have a lot of single-family homes that haven't been divided up, but mm-hmm. we've been issuing rental permits to them almost wholesale. So we have a lot of single family homes that instead of being brought back on the market and sold to another homeowner, they've become permanent rental properties. And that's something I'm not really sure I agree with. I think we should really try to bring in more home ownership and balance it out. But I don't know what the percentages are or what the mix is yet. So that's some of the stuff that'll help to visualize it and make a decision.
Well, it sounds like a lot of work, but B, a lot of necessary information to gather in order to really put something together that, because ultimately the goal is to move our land use processes and everything else along into the 21st century.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm hoping the computerization and everything and the fact that we can download data, I'm hoping it really will speed things up. I don't want it to be laborious at all. I want it to be pretty flowing. The laborious part will be looking at the mapping and trying to figure out what it's saying to us and where we'd like to focus our proposals and any brainstorming on ideas and that'll be a little time consuming. But I'm hoping that the actual bringing up the data and creating the map layers and stuff will be pretty easy once it's figured out where all the stuff is. And,
Well, we might be a little town, but there's an awful lot of great resources, even just locally here, that will play a big role in putting all that together.
So. Yeah, there are a lot of great people here.
So, kind of for the moment then, I think I heard us say last time around that we were kind of going to start taking a little bit of at least a first look at the zoning ordinance per se, but given that you're kind of going to expand this out, maybe we're not going to do the deep dive that we thought we were going to. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think we'll start taking it in chunks and start talking about what we want the zoning ordinance to look like. And my plan would be to start bringing small pieces for discussion up when we don't have a lot else on the agenda. Mm-hmm. Just to, for sake of meeting times and such. But yeah, we'll just keep moving forward.
Does anybody know what the comprehensive plan cost 10 years ago?
No.
They cost about,
I don't think.
We can check with Mid Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't think it was, relatively speaking, a huge sum of money because
no.
I think in retrospect, your analysis of the last comp plan was spot on. It was just kind of, here's a box to check.
Yeah.
And we're really nothing to do with it afterwards.
Right.
It just kind of sits there.
And I'm trying to keep the cost down by doing this data thing up front. And then hopefully we can do a similar cost of the last one, but this time we'll have all this flow of great information and ideas going into it. So.
Yeah, well, like you say, it is about 10 years old.
Yeah.
I'd have been on the council then, but I really honestly don't remember.
Okay, sure.
So.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Yeah, it's, you know it's there. So, all right. So we'll just kind of carry on with that as circumstances warrant. And if anybody has any specific things that they kind of want to bring forward for discussion, I'm still rather enamored with accessory dwelling units, but. It'd be fun to just maybe, talk about things like that as we move along, things that might kind of be a little more out of the box.
Absolutely.
As we go along. Clee?
Yeah, I noticed that included in the information packet was the aerial GIS for the City of Wilmer's property that's proposed for the City Hall.
That's going to be our miscellany item.
Oh, so we're not there yet.
Yep.
Correct. Almost there, however. So, anybody else have anything to add? Yes,
Jeff. Just, I was looking at this list that you handed out last.
Yep.
Was the tattoo parlor, is that going to be an outright?
Yes.
Okay.
Could you send me that?
Absolutely.
Since yeah, me I too. Missed that meeting.
Since we were
yep.
Tardy.
I'll send
absent.
It
out. Absentee.
Yeah, I'll send it out to everyone.
All right, anything else? All right, miscellaneous.
All right. So, as many of you may or may not be aware, the city council chose to approve the Block 25 site for the City Hall development. And so with that approval from them, they wanted Planning Commission to, I know we've discussed it several weeks in a row now, but they wanted a formal motion of this site from the Planning Commission, should that be the decision that you choose to go from Planning Commission to City Council to echo that site location.
Is that a motion of support for the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you kind of... I know it went back and forth at the council meeting about the east properties and stuff.
Yep.
Could you kind of highlight what the actual final motion was? I know they were talking about doing... soil stuff, they were talking about buying, trying to purchase that east part. I didn't know where it ended up with.
Yep, sure thing. So, you see on the screen here, Block 25. So, the city owns the west half of that. The west half of this block, and then the east half is owned privately. The center three parcels that are vertical here. That's owned by the Nelson family, and then the two end parcels are owned by the Wodash family. And so each are listed, I think total combined, a new price came back at $180,000 or $190,000 for that whole half. So that includes both of those property owners' prices combined. With that in mind, we've discussed at Planning Commission here quite extensively about contamination, being that old use was a laundromat, and for many decades, so there's probably some more contamination on site, though MPCA has, as of right now, given their stamp of approval that what has been found has been properly addressed and taken care of, and until any further contamination is found or issues are found, there's nothing additional that needs to be addressed. So then we talked about, you know, it probably being best practice to look at doing a building on the current parking lot site versus putting a building in the middle of the block. As the Central Business Design Standards state, new buildings within the Central Business District have to be on a prominent corner, which would, you know, you could see some overspill into that central area, but you know, ultimately you're going to see probably a building on one of the four corners, at least anchored in one of the corners, obviously. So with that, council moved to pursue the entire half of that block and start, the administrator will start pursuing acquisition of those remaining five parcels.
Terry, when we met a couple weeks ago, do I remember something about you were saying something about MPCA certainly wants something like this to be developed, but there were some issues, you know, potentially even though they've kind of said, yeah, we want this to happen. There's still potentially issues with contamination, correct?
Sure. Right. Yeah, it doesn't mean it's rid of contamination. I mean, right. I get a little nervous when the term stamp of approval or they've said it's good to go. It's never good to go.
Mm-hmm.
They've said you've investigated it to their satisfaction. That's all they're telling you with that letter.
Yep.
So there's going to be a potential for contamination throughout that whole block, I would think.
Which,
and that is part of what was discussed at council too, that until you start digging, regardless of the site, especially this site, you don't know what you're going to find until,
I mean, that's,
until you get
that site's
there.
Been there since we did the phase one. It was 1890, I think. Started out as a steam clean. It's been there a while.
Yeah.
It was there a while, I should say. But the one of the oldest leak sites in Minnesota is the block immediately south of that.
The what?
The block immediate south, the old Ford dealer.
Yeah. Oh,
is great trip, one of the oldest leak sites. I mean, that's the kind of thing, you know, those kinds of things can have effects on property as well.
Do we know the history of the west half of that block?
We talked about that a little bit at the last City Hall Task Force meeting. What were we saying? We weren't, it wasn't conclusive. We were trying to decide what it, what had historically been there, and we had to do some more digging.
I could look. I mean, I have, I believe I have sandborne maps for that area.
Oh, there you go.
I could look. I could see. I could do that.
Yeah. Seems to me I remember.
I have old aerials as well.
And I'm in the middle
and
of that
are
block.
You legacy members remember what was on that corner?
Yes.
Yeah, we were just discussing that.
I think
see if our legacy, we may,
you discuss
we
that,
may be legacies, but our right. memories are gone.
I remember in the middle of the block facing Third Street. And
that's
I can't remember that. It was an electric motor
repair shop
type of thing in the middle. I was trying to remember the name, but and I don't, I'm drawing kind of a blank on the Pacific and the Benson Avenue sides.
Boy,
it was the bowling alley, it was the next block down.
Yeah,
down to the west
here.
Yeah,
where the county,
where
building,
the county
is.
Office building is. Yeah,
I just can't.
So are we, are they asking us for our active support now or at a later date after they've done some more study?
They're asking for a general, I don't want to, well, I say opinion in the sense of they want the Planning Commission's yay or nay on this site as they continue to pursue it. We would also, the once a site plan and a building plan are drafted, it would then come back to Planning Commission for a plan review and approval as well.
I would want to make that perfectly clear.
Yep.
In whatever motion we make tonight. That,
well, I was thinking we should make a motion tonight. Let them tell us what they're going to do. And then we make a motion supporting that action.
With any recommendations we might add.
Yeah. Yeah, we won't get to that point until they actually got some drawings.
And they're putting us at the head of the line here. And I'm a little hesitant to be there.
Yeah. So, I don't want this to be a thing that we're giving support now so that we don't, they think that we don't have any plan review with.
I've made it very clear that there's still a plan review that's required from the Planning Commission. With a new site, I don't know about like the wastewater treatment plant or anything like that. I don't know what Planning Commission's role has been in approval or denial of a location. The plan review, like we said, will still come back to us. And I mean, ultimately, the Planning Commission has discussed this site three meetings in a row now, and we've made sure to document comments about, you know, what happens to this building and parking and the plan review requirements and contamination thoughts and
I would
as
like
well.
To comment that in all of the information I have read on the planning or on the council's decision on the issue, I've not seen anything addressing the decommissioning of this space.
And I think that's coming. I think right now they're just trying to focus on what you know, are we renovating this building? Are we building new on this site? Are we building somewhere else? Because that will play a factor in what this site looks like in the long run too.
I'm struggling with why we're being asked to do this. I mean, if we give a disapproval, that's not going to change what's already been decided. I can't help but feel like this is just trying to get more political support, and that's not what this commission is here to do.
Right, absolutely. With things like land sales,
exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With issues like land sales, anything land use, ultimately that does, those all are vetted through the Planning Commission.
Right,
so, and I think that's kind of the side that it comes through is the land use, you know, pursuant of a land sale component of this. I think we've talked about, I think you guys have talked about it as a commission, the, you know, that it's an entrance to downtown. It is a fit for downtown. Way back a year and a half ago, not way back, but back when this was brought up last year, the commission made a very strong voice and stance that City Hall belonged downtown, and that this site certainly does that as well. And I think by pursuing the whole block, you do allow enough space for, you know, an adequate sized building with adequate parking space, in addition to having the county parking lot and that public parking lot across Third Street as well there. And so I think some of those concerns that the Planning Commission has discussed and has voiced have been echoed and thought about at this particular site downtown.
Jeff?
The Planning Commission has to, I think by its rules, you mentioned before, if the city's going to sell any city property, it has to go through us. I wasn't sure about if they're going to purchase other property. I don't know if that's part of the thing. I mean, are they wanting us to just say, we'll rubber stamp your attempting to purchase this land? Is that what they're after? Or otherwise, I agree with what other people have said. If it's trying to, I mean, if we have to, by some ordinance or something, give them the approval to go ahead and pursue purchasing,
yep,
that's one thing. But if they're just wanting us to say, oh, yeah, it's...
If they wanted a motion to support them in a purchase of something, I don't know that I'd have a problem with that. But this... about the land. I'd like to have some answers before I vote yay on a motion to move.
And one of my concerns is it seems like they're glossing over the environmental issue. Like those costs, if they run into contaminated soil, could equal what they pay for that property,
yeah,
to deal with it. Mm-hmm. I mean, that doesn't even seem like that's being considered. It's just we'll deal with it when it comes.
Right. You know? And I think there is, there are some clauses being built into the purchase agreement for there to be that.
Who's
contingency?
The contingency is being built in there, but I haven't seen that language, so I can't tell you how.
I would assume the city would be taking full responsibility if the that guy's going to want to wash his hands of that site when he sells this.
Right.
Wasn't that part of their motion that they had to do exploratory borings of those on both the east and the west thirds?
Yes.
So,
Dave, go ahead.
In defense of the site's environmental, it's had a phase one and a phase two. It's been MPCA cleared. And I've had experience on a lot of environmental sites through HUD, and I've actually been involved in Superfund sites and Brownsfield, a lot of Brownsfield sites. And even if there is something found, which the indications are it's pretty de minimis, the soils would be removed. They'd have to be brought to a designated landfill that's for that exact kind of thing. And often, if necessary, there's a barrier put in place. Often, even if it's very minor, they put the barrier in anyway to prevent any vapors from percolating up, if there is such a thing. It looks pretty promising, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyone else want to?
So can you just give us some more clarification as to what they're actually, what they have asked for specifically?
Yep. And I will also check with Robert about the land sale versus the land purchase situations too.
Okay, so you're not going to ask for anything tonight until you get that information?
I think it's safe to say that the commission would desire not to make any formal motions of anything. But noting that, you know, we have discussed this item 3 meetings in a row, and lots of comments and discussion has been had about the site. And so if they want to review that, that is available for them.
And that information has already been offered to the council.
Yep. Through minutes and online in the audio. And
I just think we'd all feel comfortable if we had specifics as to what they're asking for.
Yep, absolutely.
Just a couple of things that I kind of want to throw in there too. I think Christina, you hit the nail right on the head. And I understand, being on that side previously, that, you know, that is something that the council would want. I'm not seeing anything that we could realistically approve. In terms of location or anything else, if there was anything for us in my mind to look at, would be a motion of support to continue to evaluate the site, and which is, you know, meaningless. They're going to evaluate the site anyway. I think they are aware that there's a lot of due diligence that they have to do on this site. I think in our past discussions, we've looked favorably as a group, informally, on the idea of A, being downtown, and B, under certain circumstances, that Block 25 is probably their most promising location downtown. Even if it is another couple $100,000 for them to do remediation, that still brings them in line with the other acquisition costs that they were looking at some of the other sites. Hardware Hank was going to be $400,000. Yeah. I think this was going to be $400,000. No, what else was it that was? There was a couple of options, whether it was going to cost $400,000 for something, and I thought it was for land acquisition costs and that type of thing. So they're still kind of in the ballpark.
Well, the ballpark's a little bigger, though.
It is.
On the other hand, I agree with you. It is, I could raise those questions.
Sure.
But our job is to assist the city council and the city itself in finding an appropriate place for this facility.
Yeah.
And I think we've done that the past 3 meetings in the discussion that's publicly available to the council and everybody else in the city.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They know how we feel about this without making a formal.
And I don't know that I'm ready to make a formal. Are you ready to make a formal?
Well, at this point, there's nothing before the commission to make a decision on within our charter.
No. No, there's not.
Yeah. No. I may be in too much of a stick might be too much like everybody else.
No,
I don't mean that badly.
No, I don't know that.
He was talking about you.
No, he wasn't talking to me.
Our recommendations were, for the most part, in support of this location, and it's on the record.
Yeah, it's in our minutes. We've talked about it before, and I think I don't know why they think we have to have our little.
ultimately, our job is to apply our processes and the city charter what our responsibility is under the charter to those things that come before us in when it comes to land use and those other issues that we are by charter allowed to work on.
Well, then once they really are serious, then they have to come to us with that land use. Then what is in our
Well, and I think ultimately when that happens, I suspect that the council is better off not having it come from us before any formal actions come to us, lest there be any confusion at the public level that the fix is in. I think just for that reason alone, my opinion is that we should not touch this at this time.
I agree.
Me too.
All right.
But, like we said, we have generally looked relatively favorably upon this, and I think they know that. It's just not in our job description at this point in time. So, other miscellaneous. Or I'll let you finish your
No, you're good.
Here first. I know you have a couple of other things.
Do you have any update on the lawsuit to prevent this location?
From what I understand, I think it's been dismissed.
For lack of paying the filing fee?
Among a few other things. but yeah, I don't think that's gone anywhere. To halt the process.
You
slid
it over to me.
I had an opinion on that. I'll share after hours.
Say what?
Okay.
I think that's it.
Oh, okay. I thought you had a couple of other things.
Oh, nope. These are notes from last time. I'll bring I realized that I did not bring a map of the Y project.
Oh.
Just for information. So we'll add that to next week's the June meeting. Depending on how many applications I get in on time, we could have a couple new things to review, which would be a nice change for
a
the
nice
year.
A nice change, Yep, absolutely. We were relatively busy last year.
Last year, I kept you on your toes.
And I would imagine part of it is the winter that would never end has delayed things and that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's coming back this weekend again.
You shush. Quit trying to cheer me up.
No. This was the summer.
Tomorrow's fall.
It's supposed to get up to 80 degrees by the end of this week.
Mm-hmm. It was 80 today.
Might
it was 81 today.
Yeah, it's close.
Well, it's all downhill from here.
So the rain comes.
Should have gotten to the lake today.
Hopefully the farmers
aren't good. All of you all just little merry sunshine? I would entertain
a motion to adjourn. Yes.
Thank you, Ron. Second, thank you. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned. Thank you.